advertisement.
Eliza.
Yes, Trig?
Have I told you about Scentbox?
No.
Oh my god. Well, let me tell you. Yeah. Scentbox is my absolute favorite way to get perfumes.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, it's the subscription service, and every single month, they send me a designer perfume of my choice.
No way.
Yeah, literally. And it's only $14 a month.
Well, how much is shipping?
Free. And the best part is that if you use my link, you can get the first month for $9.72 for an entire travel size perfume.
You're kidding.
No. Guess what, guys? Retail, that'd be around $30 for a designer perfume. And using my link, you can get it for less than $10. That is the best deal on the market right now.
How do I sign up?
Well, if you're interested or just want to learn more, you can go to the link in my description of this episode to check out Scentbox and the amazing perfumes that you can order.
I know I will.
Exactly. All right, guys, let's get into the episode.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to My Strange Addictions. Today, I have a special guest, my friend Eliza.
Hi.
And today, we're going to be talking about fragrances.
Our strange addiction.
Our strange addiction. We have been simply obsessed with fragrances in the past, I guess, like, month or two.
Like, a few months, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, Eliza and I have been friends for, I don't know, like, probably, like, 5 years now.
Yeah. Maybe a little more.
And we kind of influence each other.
I'd say so.
Stylistically, who we like, who we hate. And now, fragrances.
Literally.
So... In this particular case, I actually influenced Eliza.
It's true.
So, I'm clearly the ultimate influencer.
Yeah.
But my first interaction with fragrances was summer 2020. And now I have to specify 2020 because it's not 2020 anymore.
It's 2021.
Which is wild. But anyways... In summer 2020, this video came up on my recommended page.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And it said, a fragrance with pheromones. And I, like, didn't know what that was, but, like, pheromones sound so fancy. And let me be clear, this is before I had any interest in fragrance. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on the video, and basically, this video told me that this fragrance was basically a love potion. And that it had human pheromones in it. That made somebody fall in love with you. And I was like, wait, that sounds so fun and really fun for a YouTube video. So I bought it.
No.
And it's a perfume I'm holding right in
front
of me.
Wait, that's that one? Oh my god, I didn't know that.
So this perfume is called For Her by Raw Chemistry Fragrance Perfume Spray.
He wore it basically all summer.
And smells
this. No, I've smelled it. It smells really good.
It smells like marshmallows and... I can't describe it otherwise.
Not like obnoxious marshmallows.
To me, it just smells like summer because like it's what I wore all summer. It's like, it reminds me of the job that I got fired from.
We won't speak of that.
But after that, actually another addiction kind of collided.
Swooped in.
Juicy Couture. Juicy Couture. Listen, I'm wearing Juicy Couture as we speak.
I'm wearing a Juicy Couture perfume.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one are you wearing? Actually, wait.
We'll get there.
But basically, I was so into Juicy Couture, and I was looking for anything that Juicy Couture sold. And one thing that they actively sell is perfumes. Well, now they sell more, but at the time, it was perfumes. And they have a line of probably, like, upwards of 30 perfumes. And I started buying them. And that snowballed into what this addiction has become today. But before we get to that, let's talk about what we're wearing today.
Yes.
So, the perfume that I'm wearing is... Well, I've actually worn two today.
Ooh.
So, this morning, I was wearing Viva La Juicy by Juicy Couture, which I think is their, like, first fragrance.
Classic.
Or, like, one of their first. It has, like, a great, like, gourmand scent. And if you don't know what gourmand is, it's basically, like, dessert-y kind of scent. But at the beginning, there's a ton of white florals, so you can imagine Lily of the Valley, just regular lily, like anything white, poppy. No, not poppy. I did not mean poppy. Peony, but not really peony. things like that. And then it kind of settles into this caramel vanilla fragrance, which I absolutely love.
Very sweet.
And then later today, I changed into Vanilla Woods by, I don't know who it's by.
I do not either.
All right. It's a good fragrance. To me, it smells like a vanilla waffle cone.
You're right.
Yeah. I don't know why it says Woods. There's a car coming towards us.
That's so scary.
but that's what I'm wearing today. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing Juicy Couture Gold, which I actually got it from Trake at the end of the summer, I believe. I definitely didn't pay him for it. I definitely did not
pay him
$40 for
it. It was $46, though. I gave her a discount.
I got $6 off, so really, really raking in the cash.
I got that perfume at Macy's when they had it on sale for $46, and the reason I got it is because I watched this video by Jeremy Fragrance, and he said it was the sexiest perfume ever.
I feel sexy when I wear it. Cut that out.
No, I'm not gonna. Anytime.
No, I wear Juicy Couture Gold like every day.
It smells so good on you, and the reason I sold it to her is because I like how it smells, but it just doesn't smell as good on me.
It smells amazing on me.
So I have a question. Oh, yeah. What were you going to say?
Should I talk about how I got into perfume?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, well, you definitely got into perfume before me. You're the reason I got into perfume.
Of course.
So I'm going to say, like, late summer 2020, maybe, like, August, right? Mm-hmm. We were...
Chilling.
We were chilling. And Trey showed me the perfumes that he had, which at the time was only, like, maybe, like, four, right?
Yeah, four.
And I had never really experienced much with perfume because no one in my family likes perfume, and so like I'd have maybe like a cheap perfume and then I'd get like yelled at for wearing it because my whole family hates them.
So let me just real quick say the perfumes that I had at the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I had Juicy Couture Viva La Juicy, the pheromone perfume that I mentioned, which I actually really like the scent of, and I still wear it when I want to be reminded of quarantine summer for some reason.
Yeah.
Then I had Pink Couture Fresh by Moschino, which I hate.
Awful.
I hate it. And then I had Viva La Juicy Noir, and what was that? Oh, Nicki Minaj Menagesty, which I like how it smells, but I like the bottle more, and I love the bottle.
The bottle is a head.
It's Nicki Minaj.
It's Nicki.
We have a ton of, which is a whole episode in and of itself, but we have all, like, a ton of my perfumes with me right now, just to, like, talk about them. And this bottle, you guys, is Nicki's body.
Yeah.
With a
pink wig,
with a pink huge wig,
gold face,
and a gold face, and like a red bikini bra, yeah, kind
like,
of thing.
And like a clear like chest bottle. Bodice,
and it smells.
Let's get that perfume opening ASMR.
Tell me, oh yeah. wait, let me do a real good open.
That was bad.
Terrible.
Let me try it. We'll cut
that's
that
out. That one that she just opened was Fantasy by Britney Spears, by the way.
Iconic. I love it.
Okay, this to me smells like, I don't know what this smells like. It's kind of a fresh floral, but a little sweet. I think that comes from the star fruit notes. I sound like such a poser, but I'm being dead serious.
Quite frankly.
Anyways, you were talking about...
Yeah, so, I maybe had, like, a few perfumes, that I'd, like, acquired here and there.
Sure.
So, not to dampen the mood, but my great-grandma passed.
I'm sorry.
And, thank you. And I inherited, most of her perfume collection. And so some of them, they're all really old. And some of them are still sealed. And they don't have, like, labels on them. And so I'm scared to open them. So I have, like, three or four that are sealed. One that, like, comes with this, like, it's like a flower. And, like, you, like, soak, it's like a...
It's so cool.
You soak the flower, like, in the perfume, and then it, like,
and
just, like,
aerates
your room.
And the scent comes out of the flowers.
Yeah.
But they're, like acrylic flowers.
Yeah,
it's so cool. And then, can I talk about the snake one?
Yeah.
Okay, there's this perfume, which I looked up. I did a ton of research on the perfume.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and it's an artist, like painting artist,
mm-hmm.
came out with this perfume, and Eliza inherited a first edition version of it. That's worth, like, upwards of $1,600. That's the second time I've said upwards today in this episode. That's uncomfortable. But $1,600, which is insane for a perfume. And it smells so good.
Yeah.
I would describe it as, like, a Sharpie, but perfume.
Yeah. Like you said it best, but, like, a Sharpie, but, like, make it, like, classy.
Make it perfume.
Make a perfume.
It smells so good. I'm actually considering buying a less expensive version.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah. And so I had those perfumes and then like maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Juicy perfume and then my addiction started.
And that is where it went off.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
So now I think I have maybe like 16 perfumes in my collection.
Jeez.
Some of them are small.
Some of them are small. I would say, okay, right now, you guys, I'm assuming this video will already be up on my YouTube channel. By the way, you can go check that out. It's just Trig, T-R-Y-G. But I'm waiting on a $500 blind buy shipment coming in. And I'm really anxious for it to come. Because I'm really excited to smell all the perfumes. Because my favorite scents are vanilla. And I feel like right now vanilla isn't the most in. I feel like more gourmands that don't have vanilla, like praline, caramel, yeah, are more popular. But I bought kind of an entire shipment based on vanilla. And
vanilla's hard.
It's hard to do right.
Yeah, it's really easy to mess up vanilla.
Because a lot of people do vanilla, but they just don't.
I have a lot of bad vanillas.
They don't get it right.
No. Sometimes it just smells like the how I imagine the Pillsbury Doughboy to smell. And that's not a compliment.
The Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm going to grab a random perfume from my collection, yeah, down here, and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an interesting one. Okay, yeah. This is a designer fragrance. It's Miss Dior,
yeah,
Eau de Parfum.
So kind of like your classic, like, that you'd find.
Here's the opening ASMR. These are so bad.
This is pathetic.
There we go. That's better.
I wish I had long nails. I'd tap on the glass.
Give this a whiff.
Mmm. Kind of spicy.
I love how this smells in the bottle.
Mm.
But sprayed out, okay, let me just describe it. I would describe this as a spicy rose, but a little muted, and it has a lot of sweet in it. And when you spray it, all the complexity goes away, and it ends up just being a super sweet perfume. And I really like this. It was a gift.
Yeah.
I got it half full because my friend didn't want it anymore. And my problem with it is that, well, I have a few problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's old. It's a few years old, yeah, which means it's slowly going to start expiring. Yeah. I mean, perfume has a long life, though, so, like, we're fine. Second off, I don't like how the top notes go away. Like, I really like the top notes and the spicy. And third of all, this is actually a discontinued perfume.
Really? I didn't know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so they actually do sell a Miss Dior Eau de Parfum, but this one that I have, mm-hmm, is discontinued.
Oh, so how's it different?
I don't know, but it's a completely different perfume.
That's weird.
The one that's being sold.
Oh.
So this is a completely discontinued, probably just going to go up in value, but yeah, it's going to expire. So it's not like I can sell it, and it's not like I want to. Like, I like this perfume, but it's a nice one to smell. It's a really nice bottle, and it's a really nice caramel color.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I just, yeah, want to look at it.
I know. I love how it looks. And it's Dior. I mean, that's fun.
Okay, wait. Let me put the ones I'm holding back in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I kind of mentioned this earlier, but Moschino Fresh Pink Couture, I hate it.
I like that you're holding it up to the phone as if they can see.
You guys can hear the bottle.
Once again, are we disappointed?
I got this based on the gimmick, and the gimmick is that it's in a Windex bottle, basically, yeah, and it looks super cool.
It's so cute. Also, I wish it sprayed
I wish it doesn't spray out of the, like,
which is honestly all more disappointing than how bad it smells.
Do you want to go into the story about why we hate this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Trig wore this once when we were outdoors.
Disgusting.
Oh, wait, let me
see. Okay, first of all, I would say to me, it smells like rose, super fresh rose, and it smells like a public restroom.
Like, yeah, like, I guess, like, if so,
God,
rose Febreze.
Oh my God, I hate it.
Oh my God, it's like Febreze.
Oh.
Then, okay, no wonder it's in a Windex
bottle. I hate
bottle.
It.
Okay, so.
But the bottle's cute.
It's so cute. It's so just meant for decoration, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It looks super cute in my
collection. I could smell him from, like, 20 feet away, and that, I'm not even kidding.
And we were hanging out completely outside, yeah, like, 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And I sprayed this probably, like, 3 times.
Which, okay, in fairness,
that's a lot, but not for a fresh perfume.
Yeah. Like opposite ends of my driveway, and it was strong.
It was strong, and it, oh.
And I don't think I'd hate it as much if it wasn't so, like,
it's a jarring
like,
scent.
Like, almost, like, aerosol-y,
if
does
you,
that make sense?
Okay, yeah, it does. And if you like fresh scents, I'm thinking you would like this.
Yeah, but, like, half a spray.
Well, yeah, I definitely did overspray.
And maybe, like, don't go around other people.
But the bottle's super cute, and I got it at discount, so I'm a stan of this perfume.
We love it.
I think I want the other two.
No.
They sell a gold one, and they sell a regular one.
I know someone has the blue one, and I think I also didn't like how that one smelled.
Yeah. Which All right. is a problem. Next. Eliza.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Yeah.
And talk about more perfume.
Yeah.
Advertisement. Okay, but one of my favorite niche brands is Karen NYC. Basically, Karen NYC is this brand that takes New York City and turns it into perfumes.
No way.
So they take something like a brunch and make it into a perfume. It's literally so cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is. My personal favorite is 10 a.m. Flirt. It's kind of this gourmand, but also you can wear it during the day.
Oh.
And if you guys are interested, you can go to the link in my description.
I recommend this to anyone who wants to try a new perfume.
It's amazing. And for the travel size tester box, it's only, I think, around $20. That's crazy.
Yeah, which is super affordable.
These are designer level fragrances, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Just to reiterate, if you're interested, make sure to go to the link in my description to test out some of my favorite fragrances ever.
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
Welcome back, everyone.
So, for a second, I want to mention the Jo Malone, because you, earlier in you talked about your Jo Malone fragrances. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Jo Malone's kind of bougie. I don't know that much about the brand, but, I don't know, they're pretty bougie, so I only have, like, a small one, and then one that was, like, my mom's that I took. But, I feel like this is a weird way to describe it, but I know they're, like, popular among older women and gay men.
Yeah. And if you smell them, you would agree.
And they're very, like, they're, like, mature scents, like, they're if that
like,
makes sense.
They're, like, feminine colognes.
Yeah.
Which actually makes a lot of sense for...
They're all colognes. They're not, like, eau de perfumes or anything.
Yeah.
The scents I have are lime basil, which is, like...
Gross.
I don't mind it. I think you it's like nice. You like a bus.
And then the other one you have is orange blossom.
Yeah. Both of them are very strong.
I don't
and, like
them.
Very masculine.
But also feminine for a cologne. I would say they're unisex.
They're... Yeah. But they're... But, it's not, like... The classic, like, teenage girl perfume, you know?
No. No. Like, if somebody walked up in school like that, I'd be like, get away from me.
You're like, who is this
Oldie.
Teacher?
Yeah, who is this teacher? Who is this English teacher?
Why does this person, like, smell like my history teacher?
But here's a weird thing I found out about Jo Malone.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Jo Malone is somebody. I don't know who, but...
She's Jo.
But apparently, it's an actual,
Miss
famous
Malone.
Perfumer or something. But she actually doesn't... She's not a part of the company anymore.
What?
Yeah, she sold it to... It was either Unilever or Estee Lauder.
No way.
So, she actually has her own company now called Jo Loves. So, don't buy those perfumes, because they're just... It's just a huge company making them now.
Wait. She, like, sold her name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And now she's another company.
Why'd she sell it?
Because I think she was dying.
Oh,
but now she's not dying. Don't laugh.
I'm not
laughing. I don't know the full story, but I think she had something happened to her, and she thought she was gonna, like...
Should I look it up?
Something was gonna happen. Yeah, look it up, probably. And then she's, like, now okay, but she sold her company, so now she's, like, has to start a new one. So if you ever want anything from Jo Malone, and you actually want it to be from her, buy Jo Loves perfumes.
Okay, but, like, even if you were dying, why wouldn't you, like, leave that to, like...
She would probably wanted to leave money to her family.
But then why wouldn't you just give them the company?
Because it's harder to run a company than to just accept money.
Sure. Okay.
Not sure.
Okay, so she's a founder of Jo Malone London and Jo Loves. She's not particularly known for scented candles.
Whatever.
Oh, in 1999, Malone sold Jo Malone London to Estee Lauder for undisclosed millions. And then in 2011,
long time later.
12 years later, or 13 years later, she started her new fragrance company, Jo Loves.
Mm.
She's married. Oh, wait, in 2003, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Right.
But then after a year of treatment, her cancer was in remission.
Oh, but so she sold it before she got sick.
She sold it, like, 4 years before she was
okay,
diagnosed.
So she did just sell her name.
Yeah.
I mean... You know what? Do what you want. Like, but I just think it's important to know that you're not buying from Jo Malone when you're buying Jo Malone.
Okay, but, like, why would you, like, make your name the company if you're, like, willing, if you're gonna sell it, you know?
I don't know. I think it was doing super well, and she probably thought it could,
Jo
I don't know.
Love. I've never heard of Jo Loves.
Well, I just found out about it, like, yesterday.
It's a niche perfume brand. It's British.
Niche just means indie in perfume world, basically.
Yeah. She made it in 2011.
We're getting off track.
Oh, Wait, Jo Malone? Okay, Jo Malone was only hers for 5 years. Sorry. Anyway, moving on.
I want to talk about Black Opium.
We must.
Listen, I love Black Opium. Mm-hmm. Eliza doesn't.
It's not that I dislike it.
She doesn't get the hype. And yeah. I had different hopes for it. Well, I had specific hopes for it. I thought it was just going to smell like coffee and vanilla. And it doesn't. It has more to it. Well, it has more. It also, like, the base notes include patchouli. And patchouli is definitely there. And I love the scent. Like, if somebody was wearing that, I'd be obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, I would like, flock them. But, like... But yeah, Eliza associates it with somebody in her life that she doesn't particularly like because that person apparently wears it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really like it, but I literally love Black Opium, and if you want to win me over, just wear that.
But here's the thing, like, if someone whose company I enjoy wears it, then maybe they can change my mind.
Yeah, but memories are so strong, especially with scent.
Here's the thing, you have hyped it up so much.
Because I like it.
And then I smelled it, and I was like,
doesn't smell that good, huh? Yeah, right.
That's not what I said.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I mentioned who it was by. It's by YSL. Mm. Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, literally.
Do you want to talk about how you hate how I pronounce D&G?
Say it, Trig.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Say it how you say it.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Say it how you say it.
So loud. Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana. Trig says it like... Did everyone hear that? Says like Dolce & Gabbana.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. We all heard it. The viewers heard it.
The listeners
heard it.
I only say
I've
it.
I've never been on a podcast before.
I only say it that way as a joke.
You're so loud.
Okay. Oh my god. Let's talk about my favorite perfume brand.
We could also go through more in the bucket.
The bucket of perfume. Honestly, I'm just waiting on my Dolce & Gabbana to arrive.
Interesting how you said it that time. So, I think that we should mention Tom Ford because...
Okay, yeah. Because listen.
Oh.
Tom Ford is just like Jo Malone. It's owned by Estee Lauder.
Oh.
So, it's literally the same. Everything that comes out of Estee Lauder is the same.
Whoa. Okay, so then, how many does Estee Lauder own?
Estee Lauder is a conglomerate. Like, it's pointless to buy Tom Ford. It pisses me off, honestly. Because, like, Tom Ford, we didn't even explain for the non-perfume listeners. If you're not I forgot what they're called, perfume pan. Anyways, if you don't know, Tom Ford, it's a designer, mm-hmm. but their fragrance brand, I think that, like, people, like, will sell their fragrance brands to other people to do it. And theirs is a particularly high-priced brand even for designer, so like you buy 1 ounce and it's like $150, and if you bought 1 ounce of Gucci, it'd be like $70.
Yeah,
so like it's expensive even for designer.
Yeah.
And they're pretty hyped up perfumes and colognes, but the problem is they're made by the same company as Jo Malone and like basically like half the perfume brands. So like there's no point in buying them except for the name, and it just like makes me angry.
But here's the thing, Trig has been telling you that he's looking for a vanilla scent, and we know that Tom Ford has
Tobacco Vanille. I was super excited about that scent. Basically Tobacco Vanille is literally just tobacco vanilla scent, and I was super excited about it until I found out that I see those people walking. Until I found out that Estee Lauder
locked the doors.
They're locked. Until I found out that Estee Lauder just owns Tom Ford, which is so infuriating.
So then I guess what you have to do is you have to look through all the, like, brands.
And see what's owned by Estee Lauder.
No, like, you look at all the brands that are owned by Estee Lauder, and then you find the cheapest one.
That sells a vanilla. But also, I don't know if there are, because there's also different perfumers make different scents. So just because it's owned by Estee Lauder, it depends on, like, how much they funnel money towards what. So, like, it's definitely possible, and I'm sure it's true that Tom Ford perfumes are still higher quality, even though they're owned by Estee Lauder. But it still kind of makes me angry that they price them so incredibly high.
Well, I mean, this might be a little bit of a non sequitur, but, like, also sunglass companies like are owned by like two
no
like,
yeah like we've two we talked about yeah so Eliza and I went to Chicago and and while we were there we discovered that every every sunglass company is made
by, I don't remember what the two companies, different brands. Yeah.
But it's like, but literally almost everything.
You could buy like Coach sunglasses or like Maui Jims and they're made by the same
or
people.
Ray-Bans.
Ray-Bans. That's what I'm thinking of.
Or Gucci sunglasses, anything.
And they're all like made by the same.
Manufactured in.
And yeah, and they're like manufactured in the same place. So like, you know that there's actually no real difference besides
the name.
That's really going to be loud in the camera. I don't like that noise.
Oh, okay.
It's uncomfortable.
But yeah, but it's the same thing with a lot of perfumes. And I know a lot of houses, which is what perfume companies are called, houses, are owned by the same things. But the fact that Tom Ford is just like, that's just like even worse to me just because of how expensive it is. Do you think you would wear colognes? Because I'm like, I like, obviously there's like colognes are for men, perfume are for women. I own more perfumes than colognes just because I like how they smell, but I also kind of want to get into colognes because I think there's more variety than I expected. Would you wear cologne?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not, it's like, I don't really care if it's a perfume or a cologne.
Right,
it's just if I like how it smells, you know, and I like how it smells on me.
Right.
Like, the Jo Malones are colognes. Oh my god, that rhymes. cut that out. The Jo Malones are colognes, and, like, they're really strong. And very, like, a lot more unisex, so they're not very, like, feminine, but I guess...
I think I didn't really expect colognes to have as much variety, and I kind of just assumed I'd be more attracted to perfumes anyways, and I think I probably am. But I did definitely buy a few colognes in this shipment that I'm waiting on, because I kind of want to get into both, just so I can have, like, options.
I'm definitely more familiar with perfume than cologne, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference, honestly?
Nothing. Well, exactly. Concentration wise, cologne is less than eau de toilette. Mm. But if something says cologne, it just means for men, basically.
Wait, so it goes two cologne different terms. And then eau de toilette and then eau de parfum.
Yeah, and then parfum, and then below cologne is eau de cologne.
So least powerful to most powerful would be
eau de cologne, cologne, eau de toilette, eau de parfum, parfum.
Nice.
And then parfum absolute. Ooh. Which is 100%.
Oh my
but
god.
I don't think that actually is a thing. It might be.
How would that not give you a headache?
Well, it would. I think it's just to buy it and like, that's basically just wholesale buying because then you.
You know what I feel like we should talk about?
What?
Juliet has a gun.
Oh, we should. Okay.
This will be mentioned in the YouTube video though, so.
First, I want to mention Glossier O.
Oh.
Eau de, or what is it? What's Glossier's perfume called? I think it's called Eau de. I forget.
Should I look it up?
Glossier U.
Mm.
Eau de Gloss, whatever. Glossier has a perfume, and the idea of their perfume is that it changes scents on everybody, and it's kind of like a skin perfume, so it's just supposed to kind of...
Glossier U
Eau de Parfum.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's just Glossier U. So the idea is that it's kind of just a skin accentuator.
I guess so, yeah.
And it just makes your skin smell better. And it changes on everybody.
Which really weirds me out.
It weirds me out, but I love that perfume. And I would describe it as like a baseline citrus perfume. And I tend to not like citrus or fresh, even though I really like fresh in other ways. But I don't really like it. And Juliet Has a Gun is a similar idea. And yet... It literally smells like actual, like, I don't even remember what it smells like, to be honest.
Like, low-key made me gag, though. And, like, that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, so Eliza got a free travel spray of Juliet Has a Gun because, well, you can say, I mean.
Yeah, well, I got Gucci Flora Gardenia for my birthday because it was on the sale at Sephora. So I got that, and then I got a free sample of Juliet Has a Gun, and I'd heard of
it. A travel spray.
Yeah.
So, a full travel spray.
Yeah. And I'd heard of it because I'd seen it on, like, TikTok or something. And I was really curious because,
like, it's hyped up.
Yeah. And it was like, she was like, it changes on every person. And it, like, it's so.
So same idea
sensual.
As Glossier.
Yeah. And it was bad.
And then one day we hung out and she showed me and I was excited because, like, you know, I've seen it on TikTok everywhere. And she sprays it. We spray it on her...
on my driveway.
On her driveway. Because we had already sprayed perfumes, like, everywhere on our bodies.
Yeah.
And I agree. And I've never sprayed it on my skin, but I have...
I'm scared.
I know. Like, honestly, I think the ingredient is called Ambroxan. I, like, literally might be making that up, and that might be a completely different ingredient. But I think it's called Ambroxan, and I think it's supposed to change. But I'm pretty sure it doesn't change that much. And the reason that Glossier U changes on people is just because, like... I don't know.
Should I get Glossier You?
I'm getting it for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're back, you guys.
Hi.
Sorry about that. We just had to change locations.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah. Even though, like, if it was daylight, like...
Wouldn't be scary.
Wouldn't be scary.
Yeah, it was just scary.
Right but now. It's nightlight.
Nightlight. Where were we?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I think I kind of just want to finish out with some of our favorite perfumes. Now,
oh, yeah.
I am trying to think. I think, obviously, I said Black Opium earlier. That's definitely in my top five.
Questionable, but okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Says the one. Okay. Says the one that likes Jo Malone.
Whoa. Okay.
I really like Vanilla Woods.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually wearing it on one of my hands right now.
I am too. Oh, that's, yeah.
That's this.
It smells different on you. It smells more soapy.
Oh. But also, I wash my hands a lot, so there could be just actual soap on my hands.
Wouldn't it be weird, though, that I didn't know what the soap at my house smells like?
Cut that out.
Cut the camera.
I'm sorry. I keep saying that.
My bad. It's funny. I'll leave it in.
Cut that out.
I feel like there's not many... Oh, I recently smelled Flower Bomb for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
And I really like how that smells.
Who's that by?
Victor and Rolf.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really surprised by it because I thought it was going to be way more floral than it is. And to be honest, it's not.
You know, floral, like, I want to say, like, 70% of the time, it's, like, old lady. And it's, like, what your grandma wears.
I would say the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I would say 70% of the time, it's not. And all the time, I expect it to be.
But here's the thing. I love almost all floral, and I embrace the old lady.
Like, no, that's something I can't do. Oh. I can't do that because it's just a plane.
No,
Oh. Don't worry, guys. We're just freaked out because it's night.
Yeah.
I would say 30% of the time, the reason that it smells bad is because it's rose. Because rose and lavender smell like old lady. Actually, not lavender. Lavender's kind of been, like, kind of had, like, a... awakening.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I feel like... One second. Let me think.
For sure.
Let's sit in silence.
For sure. Well, let's just let these listeners have
nothing.
Let them have nothing.
Give them nothing.
Yes, girl. Give them nothing.
Okay, well, I mean, I've experienced a lot of old lady floral perfumes because, you know, my grandmas wear old lady floral perfumes, you know?
I don't think anybody in my life wears perfume.
I do, and I'm in your life.
No, you aren't.
That hurts a little bit.
So funny banter.
We're canceling Trig.
We're bantering.
Give them banter.
Wait, I have two more things to talk about. Okay, number one.
He never stops talking.
No, all of a sudden I don't. Okay. Number one.
What is it?
Urban Outfitters has a line of perfumes, or they sell a line of perfumes. I'm not sure what they are, but there's this one that's white, opaque white in the bottle. The liquid is the juice, it's called, white. And three more things to talk about.
Oh, boy.
And it smells so good. It's coconut. It smells like coconut milk.
Okay, coconuts can be weird.
But I don't, like, it's not something I would, like, actually something I would never wear except for going, like, to the beach or the lake. But then when, on those occasions, it would be so good. And I want it so bad. I want it so, and it's so cute because it's white.
But as a Wisconsinite, you know, you'd be using it. All the time, right? Because of our beaches, our extensive,
I specifically said lake or beach.
I don't think you said beach.
Or honestly, on a summer day when I want to smell like coconut and cream, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
it smells so good. I think it's called something leche. It's so good. Okay, it's so good.
I have a question for you, Trig.
What?
Does name brand matter?
Absolutely.
Really?
To an extent. But like we were saying, like, what the Vanilla Woods, yeah. That's a perfect example. We both really like that one.
Yeah.
And that one, like, I don't even know the brand. I can't remember. Seven Seasons or something. Yeah. Not that, but something like that. So it matters to an extent, but, like, Tom Ford, like, I'm not going to pay for Estee Lauder in $150 packaging. It's just, they're just driving.
Guys, we're scared.
Second to last thing. Britney Spears perfumes. I've tried four of them. Fantasy, Midnight, Curious, and Prerogative. And I think her perfumes are really good for celebrity perfumes.
Celebrity perfumes almost I expect to be disappointed.
And I rarely am.
You know, I'm going to say, like, half the time I am.
Yeah, actually, because
It honestly depends on the celebrity. Right. Like, Nicki Minaj, just the bottle makes it worth it.
The bottle's enough. The perfume is
fine.
But,
like, then we have celebrities like J-Lo and Jennifer Aniston. Not that I'd ever buy those perfumes, but, like...
I think J-Lo's is supposed to be really good.
I've seen them, I've smelled them, and I've been disappointed.
Oh, but, with, like, J-Lo's, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
But, like, Britney Spears, she blows them all out of the water.
And she has, like, 100.
The packaging...
is so tacky in a good way.
It's the best kind of trashy. And it's exactly what you'd expect from a Britney Spears perfume.
So, my personal recommendation, Britney Spears-wise, I would recommend, if you like florals, hands down,
yeah.
Curious. If you don't like that, though, and you just want, like, a fun, candy, sweet... Fantasy.
Yeah.
I much prefer Fantasy over Fantasy Midnight. I know Fantasy Midnight's more popular, but I just don't like it as much. How about you?
I think Fantasy the Midnight is the one that I liked.
The blue bottle?
Yeah.
So we have different recommendations.
Yeah.
I actually wear Britney Spears fragrance as a hair fragrance.
Yeah.
Because it actually, interestingly, like, I feel like when you spray perfume in your hair, it doesn't diffuse to the rest. So, like, people only smell it when they're, like, near your hair, which is, like, a weird thing to say, but, like, it's fun because then you can spray, like, a more candy one in your hair.
But it's also fun for you.
Yeah, it's fun for me because I get to smell it all day.
Yeah.
Last thing.
Wait, I'm not talking about Britney Spears.
All right.
I mean, I was really impressed because I was like, oh, it's just another celebrity perfume, but, like, they smell good. They're, like, fun and flirty and trashy.
Yeah.
And I... almost bought a set of, like, 4 from Kohl's for $30, but then I didn't. And you know what? I regret it. I might go home and buy them.
I don't think they're available anymore, but I did. I have all 4. And she's talking about the 4 that I have, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
And honestly, out of the 4, the only one I wouldn't recommend is Prerogative. To me, it smells like it belongs in a department store.
Is that the one that's in the blue, like, UFO style bottle?
It's in the black bottle.
Oh.
The blue bottle is curious.
Oh, yeah. Prerogative didn't really fit in.
It kind of is spicy and floral. Last thing, I just want to say my favorite fragrance YouTubers. I watch SoKai London. She's great. She posts videos constantly. This one woman, oh my god, I can't remember her name. Wait, look her up. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Well, actually, I can just look her up. Oh, Beauty Meow. She's a smaller channel, but she posts, like, all the time, and she has a huge collection. I love her videos. And then the last person is something like chic something. The Simple Chic Life.
I have a confession to make, Trig.
What?
Never have I ever watched a perfume YouTube video.
Get you more into it and they get you more educated.
Even have I done much research about perfume?
I've done so much.
I've learned.
I'm obsessed.
I've learned basically everything from you.
You need to learn more.
That's
from other
true.
People. Because the way that I learn about perfumes is, like, I watch a video without smelling a fragrance. Mm. And then finally when I get to smell that fragrance, I learn what that description means.
Ooh,
even if it's
yeah.
something else in my head. So, like, now I know that vanilla doesn't necessarily mean vanilla.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, like, it's, like, vanilla, but, like, perfume version.
This is a hard obsession to have right now, because it's not like you can smell
It's not
stuff
like you can smell testers. It's the worst time to be obsessed with fragrance,
yeah.
but it's what it is.
And it's also quite a risk to buy stuff online.
And I do it anyways, because it's fun.
I don't.
You should. It's fun.
I just get mine from you.
And
I never pay. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
He makes me pay.
Only once.
For now.
But this is actually my most current obsession, like, most recent. So this is the most raw obsession, which is why it's the most all over the place.
Yeah, definitely.
But
this is my obsession. I don't know if I get obsessed with things for, like, a long amount of time, but I've been obsessed, like, this entire school year. Or I guess, like, since August. So, like, it's January now, like, 5 months.
A while.
This has lasted me, and I'm far from done.
Yeah. So if you guys enjoyed this episode and you want Eliza to come back, make sure to let me know.
Yeah.
Submit voice messages, support my sponsors, go check out Kieran NYC and Scentbox. And I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye.
You guys don't get a choice. I'm coming back.
Eliza's coming back. Any
Bye.
Last words?
Go get some perfume.
Right. Bye.
Bye.